Daniel Friedman, thank you for joining us on The Checkout.
Thank you, Josh, for having me.
I don't know how you managed to pull it off, but you've put together an amazing band for us here in the studio. Who all is here?
We have the wonderful Lionel Uweke, Avishai Cohen, the trumpet player, his fantastic sister, Anat Cohen. We have Juma Gomez from Salvador de Bahia on percussion. Fantastic Omer Avital on the bass, and Jason Linder on the piano and the Rhodes.
Thank you.
Bamako by Bus, Daniel Friedman, and a very large ensemble here in the studio. That's the title selection from the new recording. And have you been to Mali by bus?
I was in Mali in 97 for a while, and definitely had a few epic bus trips, you know.
What makes them epic?
Well, first of all, the length of time that they took, an 8-hour, well, what I was told would be an 8-hour ride was closer to 30-something hours.
What?
And, you know, I guess it was just, it made a big impression on me because it was, no one else seemed to be complaining about how packed the bus was, or that all the animals are on the roof, and all the various things that we Westerners are not used to. So definitely had to kind of say, okay, you're going to make it through this, just relax, and then did it a few more times and enjoyed it. I've been back to West Africa several times, but that was the first time I went, and I think it's a common reaction for people. They go someplace and the first few days they want to just go home, like, oh, this is too much. And then after that, it's just magic and fun and an amazing amount of music. I mean, Mali's incredible. It's just music everywhere.
Daniel Friedman joins us on the checkout. We're talking about Bamako by Bus. He has a band here in the studio. You told me something today I never knew about you, and probably most musicians don't want anyone to know, but you do, like, commercial recordings and stuff.
Oh, no, that's not me. That wasn't me that told you that, was it?
Was it?
Oh, no. Maybe it was. Well, yeah, you know, if I'm...
But seriously, the reality of, you know, having a career in music is that you do a lot of things.
Right.
You know, you perform in live concerts, et cetera, but you also have to do, you know.
Well, I've always been fascinated by recording and, like, the process of recording. And even when I was a kid, I used to, you know, hook up cassette decks together and try to make my own little experiments. So I got a computer, you know, a long time ago and started learning how to record at home. And actually, this record, Bamako by Bus, kind of came out of that as well, from Avishai and I kind of obsessively messing around in my little home studio. And a few of these songs were born out of that, of just kind of creating a few grooves and then stacking melodies on top and living with that for a long time. And actually, Lionel came over to my house and recorded on some of these things, and that kind of, it moved it ahead a million years. So I've always been interested in recording, and commercial work is just another way to, you know, to do that. And it's, as a musician, it's a great way also to make a living here and stay home, you know, because most of the time we're traveling, we're on the road. That's our life.
Indeed. Well, if you guys can play another one for us, this is All Brothers. Tell us about it.
When I was writing music for this record, I wrote this song with Lionel in mind. It's also, I think, coming a little bit out of Ganawa music, which is Afro-Moroccan music, which I really love very much. And actually, when I was writing music for this record, it was right after about a month I spent in Marrakesh with my family. And I was very lucky that there were some incredible Ganawa musicians basically on my street playing every night.
Were you near, like, the Fana, the main?
Near the Fana in the Medina, you know, in this little street. I just heard the bass, I heard the gumri, and I was like, what? That's what I was looking for, actually, you know, and I just sat with these guys every night. So I did write this song after that. The bass line is pretty much inspired by that.
Let's hear it. All Brothers, Daniel Friedman with an ensemble, quite an ensemble. Lionel Luweke is on guitar and vocals, and Gilmar Gomez, the percussionist, Jason Lindner, is in the studio with us, Omer Avital on bass, and Avishai Cohen on trumpet, and Anat Cohen playing both soprano saxophone and clarinet. Elegba wa. Wa.
Wa.
What does that mean? I mean, I know Elegba is sort of like the trickster in
right.
Yoruban mythology.
I think, you know, that's something that Lionel said when he recorded the song. He just said that. And
it became like a
actually Angelique. I play with Angelique Kijo. Been playing with her for the last few years, and she told me it's like a, kind of a welcoming phrase, like everybody's welcome. So I don't think it's exactly related to Elegba. And actually, that's one of the songs, like I said before, that kind of was born out of my little home studio. Lionel coming over to the studio.
Elegba wa o mo suro ayipada si rere iru bene wa o ya gbada kun to kun o ya gbada kun zogodo kun o ya gbada kun zogodo kun o ya gbodo kun tum 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 pra tum 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 Thank you.
Elegbawa, Daniel Friedman, and a very large ensemble. Bamako by Bus is the new recording. What is it about music that makes people feel welcome to you as a drummer, as a rhythmic person? Is it the dance?
The dance, or that, I guess it's the groove, and I guess for me it's when I hear music that I feel like the musician wants to share something with me, an intimate part of themselves, and it could, you know, it could be anything, any kind of a wide range of emotions, but I guess that's what I respond to in music.
Describe to me that point where, you know, this was a studio sort of project. You were just kind of adding a couple of things, you and Omer Avital, then Lionel Leweke. Describe the point where, it, you know, you said to yourself, this is going to be a record. This is going to be a project.
Well, I had these songs that were cooking in the studio for a while, and they were actually interesting. My daughter was born, and I was like, okay, enough with like listening to these songs that I've been working on. Like, let's finish this thing. And then I spoke to Michelle about playing on a couple tunes, and she was so enthusiastic about playing in general. That was really inspiring. I mean, I love her music, and I'm a fan. I love her music, and I've loved it for a long time. So, I guess the fact that she was so enthusiastic about playing and making music, we'd done some playing together, but it was really a motivation to say, okay, you know, wow, let's do this, you know. And I just wrote music pretty quickly. It kind of, you know, usually if I write music, it comes to me when I'm walking down the street or in odd moments. And that happened a lot in that little period. And the recording process itself was was pretty chaotic, you know. People coming and going all day long. I had a bunch of, you know, different percussionists and singers coming in and out. And this guy's got to leave at that time. And can we get a take, you know. But people were really generous and with their talent and their time.
Well, and you guys are very generous with your talent and your time here. Thank you for coming to WBGO.
Thank you so much for having us. It's a real honor.
Our music was recorded by Michael Downs, Daniel Friedman, and the ensemble. Bamako by Bus is the new recording. I'm Josh Jackson. This is WBGO, Newark.